thanks to Kubota, shaping and building Australia together. This is The Driver's Seat, Bathurst Bonus Edition.
Great to have you company. Good afternoon, good evening and good night. Whatever time you're listening to this special Bathurst Bonus Edition of The Driver's Seat. My name is Nims Azor. Both Matt McKeldin and Stephen Johnson, my regular co-hosts, are at Mount Panorama Racing this week in the massive Mega Bathurst. Steve's going to be taking part in the Touring Car Masters in the True Blue XD Falcon Tribute, and Maddie's in the Kubota Racing Ford Mustang in the Trans Am. It's 6 days of jam-packed motorsport, but the big story of this huge edition of Bathurst, Festivale de Motorsport, as we've called it on the program, is the final appearance of Jamie Wincup as a full-time driver. The seven-time champion and four-time Bathurst winner will be retiring at the end of the season, and our very own Matt McKeldin spoke to him yesterday.
Mate, congratulations. Everyone, I think, is asking you every single question that should be asked, all the memories, and what do you regret. All I want to know is, next year, you're more than likely going to co-drive again. What's the mindset going to be inside the car whilst also being the big cheese, the head honcho?
It's potentially different, right? Once you start owning the cars and have a team, wearing your team principal's hat, it's a certainly different situation than if you're just what I am right now. I'm just a driver going out there, just trying to get the most out of this car, you know. So it'll be different, but certainly not thinking of that now. Like right now, I'm a driver. My job here is to drive this 88 car as fast as I possibly can, and we want to be in contention, and hopefully we're there come lap 161.
And your co-driver's got good form. He won his final race as a full-time driver.
Yep,
that's correct. Got to give you some confidence. I mean, he is Craig Lowndes, of course, but, yeah, you know, he's got good form.
Yeah, all that stuff doesn't mean anything, but we'll take it. You know, the cars have been in good form the last 4 weekends. Lowndes is in good form. So, yeah, certainly we'll take confidence from that, but once again, that doesn't guarantee anything. Your last race doesn't guarantee anything, but we'll just treat Bathurst like a standalone event and have a crack.
Good luck, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jamie Wincup from Red Bull Ampol Racing there ahead of his final race as a full-time driver. And what a checklist of accomplishments in his career as well. The most touring car championships / supercars driver's titles, equal most consecutive supercars driver's titles, the most race wins, the most pole positions, the most podiums, the most Bathurst 1000 wins for a current full-time driver, the most Bathurst 1000 podiums for a current full-time driver, and the equal most consecutive Bathurst 500/1000 wins. Now, he'll be looking to add to that growing list of achievements with another Bathurst 1000 win, and he's got a good bloke to do it. Matt McKeldin also caught up with Craig Lowndes, who'll be sharing driving duties with J-Dub in car number 88.
You've got bloody good form in your final drive at Bathurst. You won the thing as a full-time driver. Is there any pressure on you to be doing the same thing for J-Dub this weekend?
No, not really. I come into this weekend with just a lot of confidence that we can do a good job. I've just got to do my part of it, put him in a good position once I get out of the car, and let him do what he does best, which is run home. And I think there's, last year was a bit disappointing. You know, we had obviously an incident throughout the race, so this year we want to rectify that. I know Jamie's pretty keen to. 18 for me was good with Steve Richards, and you know, we weren't the fastest car, but at the end of the day, this is a long race. I mean, you got to evolve with the track and the car. Our car in 18 came to us at the end, which is good. So hopefully, again, same this weekend. The biggest challenge we got right now is the weather. Is what is it going to do? Is it going to be wet? It's going to be dry? Is it going to be both? It's going to be those sort of conditions that everyone up and down pit lane are going to have to contend with.
If it does rain, let's crystal ball it, grab the crystal balls out of the top drawer, give them a dust off. If it does rain, is that your preference? Do you prefer a dry race? We know that in motorsport, wet circuit is the great equaliser. Do you look at that and go, oh, yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with it being wet?
Oh, look, it doesn't worry me. I actually enjoy the wet. So for me, that side of it doesn't even worry me at all. I think that you're right, it equalises a lot of things. There's no doubt. We saw it over at Sydney Motorsport Park. You know, Shane was very quick. You know, Chaz was quick. Jamie was quick, Anton De Pasquale was quick. So there's a lot of fast cars in the wet or dry. But, to be honest, it'd be nice to have a dry race. I think that we've been talking it up, saying how hot it's going to be because it's later in the year. And then now we're talking about it's going to be sort of mid-20s. So it is a different weather pattern than we expected. But, you know, we have to contend with that. The beauty about it is that, you know, you talk about pressure, is for me, I just got to turn it into a race car. Jamie worries about qualifying in the top 10 shootout. So for me, I've actually got less pressure on me now than what I had when I was a full-time driver or the lead driver.
And you're continuing on with your role as co-driver in the coming years. old mate's about to jump out, throw the helmet off and put the headset on as your boss. How do you feel? How's it going to be as a boss? Is he going to be a dick or is he going to be a good boss?
Well, time will tell. Look, the one thing that he is he's methodical. He's very, he's got OCD. There's no doubt about it. He loves routine. He'll run the workshop like he's run his driver's seat. And, you know, there's no doubt that he's got good support. Roland's still going to be around. Tony Quinn's still going to be in the background. You know, you're going to have people like Jess Dane step up, and she's a Dane, so you know there's going to be some angst there and some anger and grumbles. But, you know, look, time will tell. I think it's going to be a different position for him. I couldn't do what he's stepping into. I've always said I'd never want to own or run a team, but for Jamie, that suits his progression out of the driver's seat.
Seven-time Bathurst winner Craig Lowndes there chatting to our very own Matt McKeldin. And a big thank you must go out to 888 Race Engineering and Red Bull Ampol Racing Team for letting us chat to Jamie and CL before the great race. But Matt and Steve will be live from Bathurst this Wednesday night from 8 p.m. Bathurst time. That'll be on the driver's seat. You can tune in on your radio on SEN in your capital city or wherever you are on the planet on the driver's seat app. But enjoy the Festival of Motorsport this weekend, and thank you for listening to this special Bathurst bonus edition of the driver's seat.